ABC News investigation into one of the CIA's most closely guarded secrets. For the first time, we're getting a look at what many call a torture prison, where the U.S. government has conducted some of the most rigorous interrogation techniques on top al-Qaeda suspects. Our chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross, has been following this for us. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Robin. Well, despite its best efforts, the CIA has not been able to keep these secret prisons secret. And our ABC News investigative team was able to track down and, for the first time, find one of the actual sites, 12 miles outside the capital of Lithuania in Vilnius.
The CIA built its secret prison inside a huge horse barn at a one-time Roddy Academy, a building inside a building to keep it all secret, according to officials. Where wealthy Lithuanians once rode show horses and sipped drinks at a cafe, as seen in these photos from a website, CIA officers used harsh tactics to interrogate as many as 8 suspected high-value al-Qaeda figures.
The activities in that prison were illegal. They included various forms of torture, including sleep deprivation, forced standing, painful stress positions.
It's not known which suspected al-Qaeda figures were in Lithuania, but 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was moved out of the CIA secret prison in Poland just before the Lithuanian facility was opened. Neighbors say they always wondered why so many Americans were here and why so many cars came and went in the middle of the night. For many of the residents of this former Soviet state, it's all too reminiscent of the KGB's secret prisons.
I wouldn't be proud of this fact, being a Lithuanian.
Documents provided to ABC News by Lithuanian officials show the paper trail of what they call the CIA front company that bought the facility, Elite LLC, registered in downtown Washington, D.C. The address led us to a firm whose business is to incorporate companies of all kinds, and they said they had no idea they were helping the CIA.
We have no relationship whatsoever.
The CIA took over the Vilnius Riding Academy in March 2004, but moved its prisoners out a year and a half later to Guantanamo. The building is now owned by the Lithuanian Intelligence Service, which refused to let us past its heavy security gates.
The CIA says that program has ended and it does not discuss where or where not any of its secret facilities might have been. But that silence has left the current Lithuanian government holding the bag, as the president and the parliament of the country are now demanding investigations and prosecutions of anyone, including Americans, who was involved at that one-time riding academy.
Including Americans,
if they can find them.
All right. As always, thank you for your investigation, Brian. Appreciate that.